Fotostulos is dead, but the fight is not over. Attorney Norm Pattis is on. You're going to try to keep this going and actually have a murder trial?
Yes. How does that work? It probably doesn't, I'll be honest with you. But in a civil context, if you sue me and I die, my estate will be substituted as the party, and you will pursue your interest against my estate. An estate is created whenever a person dies to wrap up their legal affairs. That is the typical course of a civil case. In a criminal case, it doesn't work that way because the interest is punishment, deterrence, or protection of the public. And when a defendant dies, all those interests are moot, so to speak. In Mr. Dulos' case, his estate, he's always protested and maintained his innocence. His family is outraged by the manner in which he was treated in this country. And they've instructed me to do anything that I can within the bounds of the law to vindicate him and to prove to the world that he did not kill his wife, Jennifer. And so I put my thinking cap on and said, hey, if it works in a civil case, why not in a criminal case?
Right.
So we filed a motion last night in court to substitute his estate for his party. And if you think about it, Chaz, there's no reason why we shouldn't call the state's bluff. Look at what happened to this guy. You can have all the suspicions you want, but we've never had a chance to review the evidence. The state has filed some warrants, which some of them, frankly, were outrageous. The warrant about law enforcement beliefs that he did this, he did that. There's no evidence that he did these things. The arrest warrant against Mr. Mulwaney is execrable. And then they sought a gag order when we commented on it. So you can publish an arrest warrant filled with speculation and innuendo, tar a man, try him, convict him in the court of public opinion, and now in this case, execute him. We're not done yet.
All right. So have you seen all of the evidence that the state has yet, or that would have
during
the course?
None. We were supposed to begin receiving it this week. And now the state takes the position that because Mr. Dulos is dead, we're not entitled to see it. There's a pending case against others, and the law enforcement privilege will block our access to
we're not accepting
that as an answer.
Can you compel them to, you know, not have a trial against the estate, but reveal the evidence?
Well, that's among the things we're going to try.
I'm thinking you must have something up your sleeve if you want this evidence out. You must have something that you're chomping at the bit to get out there.
We would have won that trial, and when the gag order is released and we have the evidence, I will show you why.
Okay.
And let me say this, because this is what I always thought when I talked to people about this case. I always, you know, people said, there's no way Norm is going to win this one. There's too much evidence.
Right.
And I would respond by saying, you only have to have one juror say, I don't know.
Exactly.
And
reason of doubt.
And the state can make a good case about him disposing and tampering with evidence, but there, you know, there's something I haven't seen, there's no direct evidence that he actually murdered her.
There is no direct evidence that he actually murdered her. Unfortunately, he's dead, and he'll never testify as to what took place when the items were disposed of. There is an answer, and we will give it in due course. The notion, you know, whether he was guilty of tampering with evidence is an open question, and a far more difficult question than whether he's guilty of the murder of Jennifer Dulos.
How many years would that have?
There is no evidence of that.
How many years would he have been in prison had he been convicted of the evidence tampering?
Well, that's up to the judge.
What's the range?
Ballpark figure?
Anywhere from zero, which is implausible, to 20 or so, you know, depending on how the charges got stacked up.
Gotcha. Right. Do you have access and can you speak to Mulwaney? He seems like the guy that if anyone knows where Jennifer is, he might be that guy.
He's represented by counsel. I cannot contact him myself under the rules of professional conduct. I'd love to get a call from him, though.
I'm guessing now that if one of these defendants that are still alive were protecting FOTUS for some reason and had some evidence, now they would give it because they don't have any fear of him doing some time for them talking. So
I suspect the state has reached out to both other defendants this week to have a come hither speech. Now might be a good time to help yourself. That conversation.
Right. Begin. The estate that his estate. What is that? That's the house. Furnishings.
Whatever. So, you know, there, Mr. Doulos is involved in a wide range of litigation and has assets. The value of those assets, obviously, is much in dispute. What becomes of his real estate is much in dispute. So the estate will be a legal representative who represents those interests and will represent his interests in whatever legal disputes are there going forward. In terms of dealing with the affairs of a recently deceased person, it's called winding up the estate. There will be bills to pay. You know, I'm sure there'll be a whopping hospital bill for this week. And you know,
did he have health insurance?
I'm not going to comment on those issues.
Gotcha.
So the legal issues pending against this state would be one, some of these banks or whatever with the properties, and then. There was a divorce proceeding going on, right? So had that finished, there would have been she gets this, he gets that, right? So is that one of the?
Whether he died with or without a will, if he's without a will, candidly, Jennifer is entitled to half of his estate, and his children would split the remainder per stir feet, per person by, you know, in what, one-fifth shares. And so, you know, there are just a series of dismal calculations that have to be done and made and their value determined.
This girlfriend, I hadn't heard of her until the suicide attempt. What's her deal? She was putting up bond money, right?
Big
mail money.
Money?
And big money.
Yeah.
Anna and Fotis worked together at Ernst & Young as consultants about 20 years ago. Our lifelong colleagues and friends, and when he and remained in touch, and when the world turned against him, she reached out, and that's how that started.
Now, would you classify her as a girlfriend as we know it, or just someone who's a friend and also a girl?
Right.
Out of respect for her privacy and his memory, I'm not going to comment on it.
Gotcha.
Right. And then, was there a, I don't know if this is public record or whatever, but was he on a machine? Did they have to turn a machine off, or did he pass on his own?
I was there. I know the answer, but it's too raw right now.
Yeah,
And out of respect for him and his memory, I'm uncomfortable, Chaz. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
I got you.
I got you. All right, I appreciate you coming on. I actually thought when I heard the news that he passed that it was over, but I thought I should have realize, well, Norm is on this, so
yeah,
it's not going to be over until
this ain't over. Yeah.
The fight is.
I told him that I would stick with him to the end to clear his name. I didn't see this end coming, but we're not done yet.
All right, Norm, thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, Norm Pattis, Fotis Doulos attorney.